The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know the voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thanks so much for having me with you. Thank you so much for being with me. It's Thursday. I know I had said that I was supposed to have with me His Excellency, the Honorable Bicewell Forbes, the Member of Parliament for St. Andrews and the Mangrove Key, but we had a little bit of conflicting schedule, and so we have to reschedule the show. So he's not going to be here with me this morning. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to talk about this morning, because I also listened to the interview yesterday with Juan McCartney and Monique Pinling. And, you know, it kind of has me baffled now, because I don't know what to believe about the Progressive Liberal Party. And I want to say this right out front. I don't know at what point the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party is going to show up and be its leader. It is difficult for me to not believe that all of the confusion and the wranglings going on in the Progressive Liberal Party is as a result of the leader of the party not wanting to, how do I say this, reel in his chairman. I believe a lot of these things are not the doing of Mr. Davis. I have no empirical data to support that statement, but I will say that much of it makes no sense. And it looks to me like somebody who tried to live in a perfect political world, trying to come up with perfect little political strategies, testing them on people, and no matter how much frustration it causes, they are not prepared to adjust the system around the candidates. Instead, they intend to adjust the candidates to the system. And it only comes to my mind because I remember exactly how ruffled Mr. Mitchell was during the time of Andre Rollins, and he talked about having people injected into the Progressive Liberal Party that weren't necessarily aligned with the philosophy of the Progressive Liberal Party, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and how he had to ensure that that kind of stuff never happened again. Also, I remember that during the leadership of the Progressive Liberal Party's convention, the race for leadership, I remember that Mr. Mitchell, whether you like to admit it or not, was instrumental in directing basically the tag team, if you will, of Davis, Cooper, Mitchell as a team. And you know, he talked about selling the team wholesale, et cetera, et cetera, la, 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 la. But I am almost prepared to wager a bet, if I were a gambling man, that the candidates, aspirant candidates module, which I to this date would like to still publicly proclaim, I think was a scatterbrain idea. I can see that being a Fred Mitchell thing. There's no way you're going to convince me that that was a Philip Davis thing. And I could see that for someone to suggest that senior members or former parliamentarians or even people that have been around the political fray for quite some time, like a Monique Pinling, ought to go through a candidates module, I could kind of see that being a Fred Mitchell thing as well. Also, this whole 5 or 6 people on the ground contesting seats, all for the same party, having incumbents on the ground or having incumbents already in the seat, yet having 3 or 4 people walk throughout the constituency. Well, I don't know whose idea that was, but I don't know why the leader did not reel that in. You had to have known that human beings would be human beings. And if you allowed humans to compete, they would all develop something called contention or contentiousness. And that contentiousness would then be seen among your candidates, which would not benefit the party in any way. So pray tell me, why did we allow Obi Roberts and Greg Burroughs? Why do I not remember Greg's name? Greg Burroughs. Why did we allow those two men to compete almost to the death almost to the death. I mean, Obi Roberts has handed out more sardine and white rice than anyone in the history of white rice and sardine handing out. Almost to the death. Only for neither of the men to end up as the candidate. And for you know, somebody who also fought almost to the death in another constituency to be named. You have to wonder who is captaining the ship. And if they have this amount of lack of synergy in opposition, I mean, they've had 4 years to practice being the opposition. I want to say that this just doesn't look like the Progressive Liberal Party of the Pinlan era that I am told about and or of the Christie era that I've watched. By now, when I think about the election of 2012, Christie already had candidates ratified. There were already ads on the TV. You know, the whole bridge to the future. We knew who was going where, who was coming back. We almost knew what the cabinet would look like. Today, I look around the Progressive Liberal Party and I hear people like Monique Pinlan saying publicly that she's told that the Pinlan name isn't good for the Progressive Liberal Party brand. And my question is, then what is the little Orbear ceremony for every majority rule day where you all walk to the man grave and bring pasta out there and podium out there and mic and flag and all kind of things? If the Pinlan name doesn't hold any weight in this party, doesn't hold any weight in this country, the man's face is on my dollar bill. And many will argue, well, that was the Ingram that did that. Well, great, Chris put his name on the airport. That was the PLP. And if that ain't bad enough, when your headquarters burn down and y'all bill it back, y'all put his name on that. So I think the leader of this party is at some point going to have to be leader. It's like, to me, it's like there are ideas being generated by someone that is not the leader that is then trying, or that the leader is then trying to defend, but he cannot defend them because they're not his ideas. And that would make me worried if he were to become prime minister. Because then the question would be, would he in fact be prime minister or would he be titular? See how easy it is to say Renwood? See how easy it is to just say titular? Would he in fact be the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party? Would he in fact be the executive of the cabinet? And so I'm talking about political strategies today that I believe would have been more masterful. Because I do not believe that it is practical, pragmatic, or that it is sensible to have a five-way race in a constituency like Pinewood Gardens with a candidate that I consider reasonably easy to beat. You don't even need a wave to move that candidate. And like I've said before, there are candidates that you may need a wave to beat. But in Pinewood, why do we have, who all was it? Gerard Darvill, Randy Rohl, the guy that the win is now telling me won. Miles LaRota, the other fella that gone and started his own party, the JLP, because he couldn't get the nominee. Why did we allow that to fester? And whose idea is it that these are good ideas? And why can the leader not rein this in? And why does the Progressive Liberal Party sound like they're talking like a two-headed monster? Why is it that people are saying that the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party has told them, you know what, I believe you would make a good candidate, go down there and canvass this area, only to get down there and meet 6 people? Why is that happening? What will that translate to in government? Because I believe dysfunctional policy or dysfunctional politics will turn into dysfunctional policies. And that will frustrate us into holy hell. You could take my word for it. You see what's happening now with the trip down crew we got? You see how dysfunctional the FNM was going into the election? See, what many of you do not remember, and I can tell you this because I nominated in October 2016. At that time, the FNM was still a dysfunctioning circus. Their leadership had just been taken. They hadn't had ratified candidates. They needed to call in the big names. If you remember, Jeff and those, they came in November of 2016. And so they added this super stack power team to the FNM to give it some clout. And we elected a bunch of people that share no synergy. And instantly you saw it in public life. The Minister of Finance comes out and says, we're happy to announce that we're going to sponsor a sugar cookie baking company. Only for the Minister of Health to come out right after him in the same newspaper on the same day and say, we are banning all sugar products from all government agencies throughout the Bahamas because we are taking a zero tolerance approach on sugar use in the Bahamas. And then you wonder why you get the governments you get. You get the governments you get because even in opposition, man, listen to me. When you're in opposition, you don't have nothing to do but practice. You get to practice being the government. Practice what would you do? Practice what would happen if you had to deal with this. I wonder, what do you people think about when you lay at home at nighttime? Me, if you are old, I don't imagine. I just imagine you're lighting candles at home. So I would assume that you are sitting down thinking about how to fix problems. But if you can't get synergy, if you have someone like Paisuel Forbes, and I hold no brief for him, I tote no water for Paisuel Forbes, I do not even know the man personally, I just happen to like him. But when you look at a fellow like Paisuel Forbes, a three-time reigning contender in the South Andres seat. Somebody that won when Christie lost. And quite honestly, somebody who in my mind has shown a level of maturation that has eclipsed many in the parliament. Because in this last 5 years, Paisuel Forbes has been a gladiator in the House of Assembly. Many times when the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party had been punched to smithereens in the House of Assembly, it was Paisuel Forbes that stood there like the gladiator and defended the Progressive Liberal Party and its opposition stance in the House of Assembly. So he's not one of those members of parliament that you could easily dismiss as non-consequential or of no consequence. So why do we see this lack of synergy? What is the strategy, Progressive Liberal Party? Because I'm telling you, a default election will not happen. You could bet your wife in a swingers bar on that one. If you believe the Bahamian people are just going to repeat what we did in 2017, we ain't that stupid no more. We didn't fix that. And it doesn't help in my mind, and in the minds of the people that I talk to when I'm in the inner city rescuing kittens, it doesn't help that you have a bunch of conflict candidates that nobody could identify. That don't help. So sure, Paisuel Forbes may not have been the most stellar member of parliament, but let's look at his contribution in the House of Assembly. Sure, Paisuel Forbes may not have been the most stellar member of parliament, but let's look at what is factual. What is factual is the man has won three consecutive elections. Two of the three times he is spent in the opposition. And I'm talking about a decimated opposition. One time, I think, with six members, and the second time with four members. So in a very fledgling opposition, he has been. And he has matured from who he was in 2000 and what was it, seven? When you know, he had given up his life in media and came into politics, and we remember that was a personal sacrifice for him because he had lost the salary income and he still stayed. When some people have proven to us that more money will mean that they will resign and go towards the money, Ryan Pinder. So obviously it was about national service for him. Then the one term that he did spend in government, they made him the ambassador to CARICOM. Well, great. Because that now means the man has to spend one-third of his life outside of the Bahamas when he can get to South Andres. And yet still, I recall Paisuel Forbes being on the ground in South Andres. So whether you like the man as a person, whether you think he was an admirable member of parliament, I think that ought to have been for the people of Andres to have decided. But for you to suggest that it is okay, and I saw the leader on the news last evening, right? Talking about, oh, Paisuel's seat was never in jeopardy. He's in this morning's Guardian saying the same stuff, right? Davis said Forbes was never in doubt. Man, you could tell me anything. I know what I feel. I know what I feel, and you don't get to tell me. So when I go on the ground as Paisuel Forbes and I hear people asking me, well, how much more people they plan to send? I know what I feel. And if I wasn't in doubt, then why you ain't ratify me? You see, because the leader could take forever to be ratified, but not me, because y'all may pull the rabbit out of the hat on me. And it also doesn't help the names like Monique Pinlin are floating around, because that could actually be a viable contender. So am I safe or not? I don't, these stories are just, these stories are not adding up. They're not adding up. And I think either one of those persons could have made wonderful representatives for South Andras. That's not what I'm talking about. I think I listened to Monique yesterday and I said to myself, man, this girl got it. She sounds ready to demo. She sounds like Mr. Penland's most astute political child. She sounds almost like a political juggernaut, just listening to the interview yesterday. But should she be made to replace Spicewell Soga Forbes? I can't exactly say that. Should she be allowed to contribute? And not just because she's a woman. Because I hear this whole, I heard that conversation about 30%. Listen, whomsoever will, let them come and let the best man win. If that man happens to have mammary glands, then so be it. But this whole carving out a niche, nobody never carved nothing out for me as a black man in my entire life. In the words of Winston Churchill, the only thing that I have ever had to offer was blood, sweat, toil, and tears. And that is all I've ever had to give. And most times it is to get nothing in return. So I ain't interested in carving out nothing for nobody. No, put on your big girl britches and come out here and fight. Since you're equal, bring your bat. Bring your bat, because we shooting for marbles. All of them. So I don't have a difficulty with Monique being selected. No. What I'm saying is, how is it that in the CM1 seat, a Monique Pinlin is told that they don't want the Pinlin name and the Pinlin brand because they don't want things like the Commission of Inquiry and la la la. I don't even know why we'd still be talking about the Commission of Inquiry. I think I was two when it happened. My children are older than two now. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't remember, but I mean, Jesus, when do these things go away? And so the PLP has got to, I try in with y'all. I try in with y'all. Mr. Davis, it's time to, and your friends look like they won't tell you. Let me tell you, rein Fred Mitchell in. Because it's after him. I just can't see Philip Davis coming up with some of these things. It don't make sense to me. This looks like what happened when we let smart people be in charge. When smart people be in charge, they start coming up with things that are too smart, and now no one can figure them out. It may have actually been a good idea to let your chairman not get a nomination, because that would look fair. It may have been a wonderful idea to tell the chairman of the party, listen, we are coming back from an election where some of our candidates have lost by 2,000 votes. I need a chairman that is focusing on nothing more than getting this party battle ready. I don't want you campaigning on no ground. I don't care. I don't care if the constituency line cut around your house and we sure you can't lose it. I need you focusing on building my party. Because right now my question is, how is this amount of dysfunction going on in the Progressive Liberal Party, and what the hell is the chairman doing about it? Or is he too busy out there being a politician? You could extend Monique there. Give her a seat in Fox Hill. That's a sure PLP seat. Or a PLP stronghold. And for Christ's sakes, you're going to give a BJ old seat. Because the PLP only ever lost that half a time. And all things considered, she's spindling gal. You can't go wrong there. So what is the Progressive Liberal Party's plan? And why do you all look so trip-downy? You do not look like the like the machine that I have come to respect as the Progressive Liberal Party, even during the times when my politics and y'all own didn't align. I brag about the PLP. I tell people, say what you want with the PLP, son. When the engine crank, when the engine crank, it's no mistake. You know the PLP is ready to go. And I'm telling you right now, it sounds like y'all got water in the fuel, son. Because this PLP ain't look like the PLP I know. How y'all get Pia Glover the hell away in Golden Gates? What's she doing over there? And what happened to the two candidates she had? Where did Miles Lerota suddenly emerge from? Because I never heard her name until the last half of the race. And the fella come in. And I don't know, somehow he's the guy. What do you imagine is going to... You anticipate all of these people with their dashed ambitions are just going to go away? Because I don't imagine that'll happen. And just a pause for station identification. Man, I hear Obi had another big night in Bimini last night, Kermit. So before I leave here today, we have to play Obi Wilscombe song one more time. Because y'all ain't ducking Obi this lap. I don't care who y'all's in. but why? Why is Obi Wilscombe having this kind of a fight? Why did y'all send Dr. Michael Darvall into Leslie Miller's seat? Who coming up with these things? At least you're going to say, Leslie, man, talk to your daddy. See if he can give you his seat. That way he could come down and endorse you, walk the ground with you. Leslie might have been willing to give it up for that. He may have been. But you bring Michael Darvall, where Michael Darvall was for? Pine Ridge. From the hell away, my granddaddy would have said, from the hell away Freeport, to talk foolishness, but he going to run into all pines. To do what? What are the challenges, Dr. Michael Darvall, that you have identified in the constituency of Tall Pines that you would like to address? What, Dr. Darvall, and I'm not talking, see, I'm the you need to weed my park kind of poison. No. What policy, government policy, do you feel you want to go in the House of Assembly and argue for on behalf of the people of Tall Pines? What are their challenges? Because I think you know. And so... want the PLP to get this right, man. I ain't saying I necessarily want them in the election. I just saying I don't want no more landslide elections around here. So maybe you all need to don't get it too right, because I don't want the people broadslide the PLP in the parliament. I saying, let's see if we can make some synergy out of this. Why do you all have Monique Pinlin upset enough that she is okay with going public? And why haven't y'all called her into a room and started having some conversations? Because that's how politics works. At the very least, you could get some good politics out of this. But quite honestly, all y'all looking like a third party at this point. The prime minister on his feet can't even remember the name of the fella he sent South Andres. And don't play with me, because I'll play the clip. I got the clip. Where the prime minister say, what the boy name now he sent in South Andres? Because he don't even know. But I should know. And, God, I don't know what the DNA is doing at this point. Like, I ain't sure either. And so I am politically frustrated. I feel like the Bahamas is now suffering from political constipation. We have one bunch of people that have had massive talents, massive promise, who all seem to be somehow stuck somewhere, and the Bahamas at the end of the day is bound up and we cannot get the kind of political relief that we're looking for. And that's where we are. And I think we gotta fix that. We got people like Picewell Forbes, a three-time sitting member of parliament, saying in a Westminster system, I have taken my final political breath. Do you know what that means? This man only 50, I think 52. He ought to be at the prime of his political career in the Westminster system. But what are we doing? Could you explain some of this stuff to me? How y'all get Michael Halkidis go against one of the strongest FNM? This boy more popular than the prime minister over here in St. Barnabas. And y'all gonna waste a two-time sitting cabinet minister risking him against the strongest candidate in the FNM? That makes sense? What the plan is? Give me a call. 323-622-3232-5432-16-3254-259. Mr. Davis, it's time to rein in your chairman. Because I shorter than you. I promise this can't be Philip Davis. I don't know him that well. I just don't see this being his temperament. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Miller. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome, man. Not too bad. Listen, Mr. Miller, I'm a supporter of the Progressive Liberal Party, and I too had my concerns, right? Mm-hmm. But after speaking with Mr. Davis, the Honorable Philip Davis, the leader of the opposition, I am comfortable in my heart that the man has a method behind the madness that you see that is going on.
So this chaos will work out to good, is what you said.
You have to understand that when a man is going to war, if a general is going to war, he wants to, on his front line, the best that he can put on his front line to win that war. You can't just take anything what hasn't been properly trained or what doesn't have what you think it has to take to win a war and just stick it out there and believe that you're going to win that war with that. You have to know that this is my ideas for bringing the country back, mm-hmm. for rebounding the country. So this is who I need to go out there and help me do it. So he has a method to what he is doing based on what I understand from him. And you have to understand that Your Excellency, Paiswell Forbes, had the opportunity to serve with the greatest organization in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, because every infrastructure and major landmark in this country was implanted by the Progressive Liberal Party. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you take all of the persons who want to run as an independent, mm-hmm. along with the present administration, and put them on a scale, the Progressive Liberal Party will still outweigh them all. You know, so I would support them based on the vision that I see the man has, that he wants to rebound the economy in the country and what he wants to do. I support them over what I see that is going on right now. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if your independent person doesn't line up to the chalk line either, I mean, what is it that you're voting for them for? Your ideas is to rebound the economy. Your ideas is to rebuild the country. Your ideas is to put the country back on its best foot. Okay, so why are you going to be looking at putting independents in there who don't have what it takes to get it done?
When did I say that? Who said that? I'm trying to figure out who suggested that.
Who said what?
Who suggested that we put independents in there?
Well, you know, I hear a lot of people talking about Lincoln Bain and the $100,000. Man, listen to me. The F&M in 2016-2017 sold the Bahamian people a pie factory. Mm-hmm. And the Bahamian people did not get a crumb from that pie factory that they sold the Bahamian people. You understand? And Lincoln Bain, with this $100,000 for every citizen, under no circumstances, and people are buying into that foolishness, and under no circumstances, Lincoln Bain would be in the position to do what he is selling the Bahamian people. So I'm just saying to Bahamian people, we need a break, man. It's time for us to stop buying into these dead visions, these bunch of lies and stuff, and go with what we know. I mean, the Progressive Liberal Party, when you put them on the scale, you know, I mean, look at what has been done in this country under the Progressive Liberal Party versus what has been done under the F&M administration. They have no leg to stand on.
Okay, appreciate it. Caller, here's my difficulty with your statement. All right? I don't want to continue being in love with a PLP ghost. What do I mean? All of the institutionalization that you talk about, we're talking about the 67, 77, possibly 87 Progressive Liberal Party. All right? Even if you want to ride on some of Mr. Christie's legacy, we're talking about the 2002 PLP. I'm saying to you, and I said this in my opening salvo, that the PLP, the dysfunction that I see happening in the PLP is not typical PLP kind of behavior. So if they can't synchronize themselves now, what will that translate to in government? Let's take another call. Come on, call, you're on. Call you there. Next line. Good morning, caller. 323-622-3232-54-316-3254-259. Caller, you're on.
Hey, good morning, Lupin. How you doing?
Hey, Anton.
How you doing?
I feel good.
Excellent. And good morning to the nation. I have a 4 points quickly, if I can, based on what you have discussed so far with your show. I'd like to ask you two questions, and then I'll hop it quickly into my
points. So you have two questions and then 4 points. Go on. Let's see if we can do it quick.
Okay. Are you of the view that an incumbent member of parliament should not be subject to the democratic process and review by the very people that they represent?
Yes.
You have that view?
Yes.
So you believe in dictatorship and not democracy?
No. You're not going to do that, Antoine. Here's the thing. I do not believe in dictatorship and or democracy. Let me ask you a question. You think Philip Davis can enter that process?
If there was a member...
Hold on. Do you believe Philip Davis is going to be... You believe the Progressive Liberal Party is prepared to send people on the ground in Cat Island to canvass that constituency?
In the Progressive Liberal Party, the Honorable Glenys Anna Martin, who you speak about so highly, who I speak about highly as well, challenged the leader of the opposition.
She is still received with love.
Antoine,
you must know I'm smarter than that. We are not talking about internal party politics. Answer this question very simply. Do you believe the Progressive Liberal Party would ask Mr. Philip Davis to consider a seat that's not Cat Island, Rumkey, and San Salvador?
He's the incumbent member of parliament for Cat Island, Rumkey,
and
San Salvador.
And so there should be no challenge about that.
No. I'm keeping it local to his seat. I'm answering your question specifically. He's the member of parliament currently,
this
right?
This sounds like pussy button to me, Antoine, and I don't like pussy button.
Anyway,
around.
You know what? Let me move on to my next point.
Next point.
Right. Our next question for you. Are you suggesting also, based on your statements surrounding Monique Tillman, that because she's a household name, or because her father and her last name is a household name in the country, and certainly in the Progressive Liberal Party, that she should be given whatever she wants?
I never said that.
It sounds very much so.
Listening to what I said was, I don't understand how the party says that her name is bad for the brand. How? Y'all put the man on the dollar and then put him on your constituency office. When did the name become bad for the brand? I don't get that.
Levon, you're an astute politician. You very well know in this country, unfortunately, it's a reality, but it's a reality nonetheless. We humans have a problem in this country with political dynasties, with families who are considered political dynasties in the country. Behemoths, right now, you very well know this, Levon. And I'm certain if I looked over your Facebook page, you would present arguments where behemoth people want to see people who represent a new era, a new way of thinking. They don't want to see the same old. You very well know this. To get to my points quickly, though, Levon, if I can. Due process has to take place in any political environment, especially in a democratic political environment. Thereafter, a candidate is nominated and ratified. And only then can synergy take place, Levon. Once a team is assembled, that is the point at which synergy takes place. My next point, Levon.
I entirely disagree. Go on.
To your point about the PLP aspirant module being scatterbrained.
It is.
Right? That's what you said, right?
In my estimation, it is.
Okay, definition of scatterbrained to answer your assertion. A person who is forgetful, disorganized, or unable to concentrate or think clearly. That is certainly nothing in the closest distance as the sun is from the moon to what the PLP aspirant module represented. Because first and foremost, Levon, you need to have people who are trained and who understand the parliamentary and the democratic process.
Okay. All right,
you need
to have people who understand policy
and legislation.
You need them to be there. Hold on. You need people to have that training. I don't disagree with that.
Okay.
Why am I going to come to the Progressive Liberal Party's headquarters before you all promise me anything, before you all nominate me for anything, before you all ratify me for anything?
Good question.
And talk nonsense about I going to sit down for, 13 weeks? And do these bunch of class.
However long it is.
I just threw that number out there, right?
Right.
Only to then graduate from y'all ceremony, take a picture with your leader and your chairman. I may not even be BLB. I may just be interested in the process, right?
Give me 30 seconds to answer you.
Shouldn't I be invested in by the party before I let the party cause me to be branded? Because that would make no sense.
30 seconds to address
you. This is your last 30. Go.
That's an excellent question. As a matter of fact, Levon, you are narrowing what the aspirant module fully represents. It's not just for persons who are interested in becoming members of parliament. It's for persons who want to serve in leadership positions in the PLP government. If you want to be a chairman of a board, a deputy chairman of a board, right? If you want to sit on a board, right? If you want to sit in any kind of ambassador post or be some foreign representative under a Brave Davis Chester Cooper government, that is what that was for. Okay. The aspirant module was for a variety of leadership positions, including member of parliament.
I gotta go. I maintain it's scatterbrain, and I again don't understand why would I be made to come sit in your meeting class and take picture and Brave take picture with me and be in the PLP headquarters, and y'all probably even got a PLP backdrop. Y'all sound like y'all trying to brand me. I'm interested in being a servant of the Bahamian people. Sure. I'm interested in doing national service. Sure. Could you make it look a little less PLP? Or could you at least wait until you put me in the pool of considerants, people considered, and say, hey, we are looking at you. We believe you would be X, Y, or Z. Would you be interested? And when I say yes, then you put me in this aspirin thing. This little free for all whomsoever will let him come nonsense y'all did. I believe it was scatterbrain, Anton. I don't care which dictionary you read it out of. It was scatterbrain. Let's go to the break. I'm leaving Nella. I'm unleashed on the radio. I'll be back after the break.
Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why.
For the past 33 years, Great Commission Ministries has been defending the poor and hurting, feeding the hungry, and sheltering the homeless. We invite you to support our Live to Give program and make a difference in these challenging times. Become a donor by giving a one-time annual gift or a monthly donation of $50 or $100. Call Great Commission Ministries at 325-5801 for more details. Or visit our headquarters at 237 Wolf Road. Join Live to Give today. This public service announcement is proudly sponsored by this radio station.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be
ours. Welcome back. It's Guardian. I'm leaving. I'm unleashed. Thank you for staying with me. Let me get a couple of these text messages. I see the phone line lighting up. Listen, if it's the PLP choir, y'all could just all call one another and then let one of y'all call so y'all could collectively give me the PLP's official position. How that sound? All right? Let me get to a couple of these text messages. Please play the clip. Text writer, here's what I advise you to do. Go to my Facebook page. You can find me, L-E-Y-V-O-N, because you all have a lot of fancy ways to spell my name. A. Miller, that's who, that's me. Go on now. Add me as a friend. Well, my page is open, so you could see. I don't have anything to hide in my life. I'm defiant sometimes. But hey, defiancy is kind of who I am. So go on my Facebook page, and I think it's maybe the third video down. You'll see it there. It's a 2 minute and 38 second story from Our News. And at the very end, the Prime Minister is kind of applauding Paiswell for his service. And at the end, he say, what the fella name in South Andrews again? And then he calls the guy's name, because he don't know the fella name. All right, so that's L-E-Y-V-O-N. You can find me on Facebook, Miller. Boy, Anton and the PLP have more spin than Superwash. Tell him, sit this one out. We don't believe Mr. Davis. Mr. Davis also tried to fool us with his response to Ms. Monique Pinlin. They are only using the Pinlin name for political mileage, and the same way they're trying to swing us this electoral cycle. I am overcome with grief, so I can't listen to him. I see a text right here saying that Mr. Mitchell is the actual leader of the Progressive Liberal Party and that Philip Davis is only the face. Another one says, my brother, the plan is for Halkidis to lose and then he would be made a senator, then the Minister of State for Finance. This Mike we talking about now. You think Mike coming back a third time to be Minister of State for something? Nah, man, I don't believe Mike like to play little games like that. I have Mike down in my mind as a heavy hitter. I wouldn't even let them play that little game with me there. It's all politics. That's why he was sent to send Barnabas. He was sent to die. Good morning, Mr. Forbes. It's either 58 or 59, somewhere around there. Either way, in politics, that would still be considered fresh win. Good morning, Mr. Miller. When the Honorable Chester Cooper is elevated to leader of the PLP, I'll vote for them. Again, Lord's willing, this is disgusting. Good morning, Levin. Negativity surrounding the Pendlin name. What kind of brash nonsense is this? They invoke the name every chance they get. Hypocrisy. You remember when they went into South Andres in the election of 2012 and they played the Pendlin hologram? Listen, some of the stuff the Progressive Liberal Party does is kind of strange to me. It looked like borderline Obeah. Why do we keep kind of invoke the spirit of a man that's dead? Like, that's... I'm sorry if there are people out there, no harm, right? I kind of have a difficulty with being a Christian and being so, you know, interwoven with people that have already passed on. It's strange for me. Like, I really want to go to a majority rule service. I ain't going in the graveyard to do it, though. You get where you're like, just like, I ain't signing up for that. I want you all to stop that. The manner in which they have handled Ms. Pendlin and Mr. Forbes illustrates the lack of respect and integrity. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning, Mr. Miller. How are you?
I'm good.
I agree with that text, man. I'm going to spin Anton Goddess. Like, he should go work for Superwash.
Man, listen to me. Whatever they give Anton, I only want a teaspoon. I want to just try it once.
That Kool-Aid's strong, man. But my thing is that this goes back to, like, the previous text you read. It illustrates bad leadership on the part of Mr. Davis. You know, mm-hmm. How could you say that the incumbent has the right of refusal, but yet you have individuals down there canvassing his constituency?
And how much people doing it in Cat Island?
Zero. Zero.
Defense rest, your worship.
See, so that's, and then you have this alleged claim by Ms. Pendlin saying that they don't want a Pendlin on the ticket. I mean, that's the height of hypocrisy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're out there on one hand, no, basically branding her father's name in every instance as you can, but yet you want her on a ticket.
That's my point. And I'm not saying she entitled to nothing, you know. I know Obi Pendlin a little bit better than the rest of them. They never seemed to be people who was entitled to me, right? So am I saying, because she's a Pendlin, give it to her? No.
No.
Make her compete, make her contend, sure. But I mean, I'm saying for the woman to come on live radio and say, you all say the Pendlin name was not good for the ticket, I'm trying to figure out what you all drink that day.
It doesn't make any sense. And the constitution of this party states that they have a democratic process. Let her go to the democratic process and let the people choose. Simple. And then whoever they choose, they be the nomination. This back and forth and this trying to put makeup on a pig, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. They're painting that party in a negative light, and they need to get their act together if they really contend for the government.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah.
323-622-3254-316-325-4259. I see a text right here saying something that I also want to address. It says, Miller, it is sad that you didn't mention how Minnis say he will share the leadership. He will take care of the poor while Bannister run the government. I want us to get to a place in our politics where our politics is mature enough that we actually require to know whether or not some of these people are medically fit for office. You see, we can't keep playing Ponzi politics where, you know, we fell clinging on to, and I'm not saying this about any person. I'm saying is the prime minister not capable of doing his job as prime minister? Why does he need a lightened workload? Is he okay? Is something happening? He wants to focus. But we don't elect people to focus on nothing. When we elect a party with a leader and we anticipate that person will become the prime minister, we anticipate, like Monique said yesterday, that person will be prime minister for the entire Bahamas. Because while I don't want a country that only supports the rich, I also do not want to live in a country that only supports the poor. I want a government and a prime minister that could get it all done. So, Mr. Prime Minister, is this something that impedes your ability to focus on governance in its in totality? Is there something that obscures your ability to do that? I would like to know that. And so maybe we need to mature in our politics to a place where we start requiring of people that want to be in elected public office that we also know what's happening with your web at all. I thought that when I heard that. Let's go to the lines. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there?
You want to know what's happening with you over there?
Caller, you live?
Hey, morning, Ivan. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I'm enjoying the show. Very quickly here. I heard the commentary just now where Anton actually stated that the people, I don't know who people he's talking about, concerning the legacy or dynasty or families that is involved in politics. I can say this much, Levan. As far as I see it, the Pinning family's name is one that is highly revered in this country. I don't see any problem at all as it pertains to even the daughter, Monique, even running on a ticket for the PLP. At every turn, the PLP goes back into the archives and brings up the Pinning name, Sir Lyndon Oscar, for this reason, to make points on the accomplishments of how and what the PLP really aspired even for us today. I close on this one very infinite point. You know, yesterday I asked Monique Pinning a very prevalent question, and I was happy at her answer, and it also shows the inside scoop of what's going on in the PLP. That question I asked Monique yesterday was, when she made her speech some years ago, why did she indicate that the PLP, in essence, the PLP today is not the PLP of yesterday? And why is it that she is so, and I'm paraphrasing here, that she is so embarrassed by the betrayal? It's more like a betrayal where they have gone so far off from what the PLP was and what the PLP is today. It is a classic example. Pricewell Forbes is only the latest, and they're trying to spin this. There's no spinning. The evidence and the words that came out of Pricewell's mouth speaks volumes, and they cannot cloak this. So there's something going on in the PLP that they're trying to keep out of the public domain, but they better be very open and frank with the Bahamian people, because we are not fooled. Okay?
Right.
They're pointing fingers at everybody else, the FNL administration, even the DNL, every other party out there, but they're trying to keep the spotlight off the PLP. There's things going on in that party that the people are aware of, and if they don't come forward and be truthful and honest with the people, they're going to seal out the polls.
Appreciate it.
And on that note, thank you for taking my call.
All right. Text right here says, Mr. Miller, morning. It's a shame the way the PLP treated Pricewell Forbes. I don't think Monique is ready for politics at this time. Miller, it is sad you didn't. I read that already. Miller, it's political mischief to say the PLP hate Pinning. It is the FNM and half of the country that keeps saying they don't want Pinning, but now defending her. For decades, FNMs would say Pinnings are privileged, so allowing Monique to run will be a distraction for the country and the election. This is FNM mischief. Text writer says, Mr. Davis also tried to fool us with his response. No, I read that already. Boy, Anton and the I read that as well. This PLP operating in gangsterism... In a gangsterism style, if they are doing all of these things and causing issues, imagine in government. No wave. Morning, way to put Anton in his place. Well, there you have it. Hey, Levin, the whole carve out a certain portion of seats just for women is just ridiculous. I can't have on-air conversations about that. Put the best person for the job, man, woman, black or white, alien. Just put the best person in. And does Guardian Radio realize that when Anton calls each show, like two times, and has 10 minutes each call, he literally owns 1 hour? I don't know. They should probably... I don't know how to fix that. When political cronies defend their party, they always say, we have to understand. If we have to understand, make it make sense. No longer will we allow politicians to feed us doo-doo and tell us we ought to be grateful. I'm not going to be able to take any more of those calls, so... Text right here says, Mr. Miller, I feel sorry for Ms. Pinning, and I'm no PLP. Text writer... Alfred says left. What? I don't know what that means. Good morning, Levin. Boy, you petty now. Why are you fooling with Wells this morning? I'm not fooling with him. I just trying to help him enunciate or learn how to pronounce the word, because he still botched it even on the news the other day. Text right here says, Mr. Miller, the residents need to select their candidate who lives or do community or something. Community benefits for the residents whom they wish to represent them in parliament. Try a different approach from a concerned citizen. Ms. Miller, Monique Pinning should be a candidate in the next general election. The PLP is structured by the Pinning family 100%, and I am a strong FNM, from 1970 to 2017. Brother Levin, you have finally put Anton in his place as a PLP spokesman. Tell him Brave Davis is not subject to the Candidates Committee Council. I salute you, brother. Good job on Anton. Celebrate this moment all the way from Grand Bahama. Listen, Kermit, you still got my Obie Welchcombe song? Take me out to Obie Welchcombe. I hear Obie had a big night in Bimini. I know. I don't know why. I just feel like I pull in for Obie. Because I feel like if you have a song, you should just get the nomination. Soca should have had a song. Monique, if you're out there listening to me, you got to have a song. That's how you get the nomination. And then you got to have one. So go find some artists in the community. Let them make you a good song like Obi-Wan. And then you get like 3,000 people to show up with you to the little candidates committee thing. And you let them play your song and you go in. Let's go. Take me out to Obie Welchcombe, producer. Anyway, that's my time. You've been listening to Leaf and Villa. Scotty, you don't listen to this song. You don't love it? This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. They're your station for fresh news and smart talk. They've got news up next. Obie Welchcombe.
Time to mock your ex. Time to give your heart. You can see the flag waving up and down the line.